Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to another episode of the Self-Build Plus podcast, where we chat with self-builders, suppliers, and experts about all things home building and renovating in Ireland on both sides of the border. I'm Astrid Matson, your host and the editor of Self-Build magazine.
This episode was recorded at Self-Build Live Dublin 2022. Apologies for any background noise. For future events, log on to live.selfbuild.ie.
I have the pleasure of being joined by Cathal Keane of Graph Environmental, who is going to talk about the very sexy topic of on-site wastewater treatment systems. It's a really important topic because it could really make or break your planning application if you're building in the countryside. So, Cathal, who would actually need an on-site wastewater treatment system? Because we're looking at, like, why don't you just connect to the main sewers, you're done with it? That's the ideal scenario.
Yeah, of course. In an ideal world, everyone could just connect to the main sewer, let the county council or water board deal with the wastewater and go on and live a happy life.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Unfortunately, in Ireland, because we build houses so rurally, the infrastructure isn't there. So the majority of one-off houses in Ireland will not be able to connect to the main sewer. So they have to deal with their wastewater on site, inside their own site boundaries. And that's done either by septic tank, wastewater treatment plant, and there's loads of options really for it on site.
Okay, so what are the options?
Yeah, so I suppose to start and how they figure out what they need is they need to do a percolation test. And that forms part of their planning application. And the percolation test will determine if they can actually get planning permission on that site or not. It's that important. If you can't deal with your wastewater, you will not get planning permission. So the options after your percolation test then are septic tanks, wastewater treatment plants, and then your option then is for getting rid of the water, so your percolation area. And there's loads of options in that as well. Again, depending on your percolation test.
Okay, so what's we're talking about the Republic of Ireland here.
Yeah,
so,
at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, so what is the process? If you're thinking of building your house and you're going for planning, you have to go to a specific list of site assessors?
Exactly, so you have to engage a site assessor and there's a registered list available. A lot of architects now are also registered, so maybe your architect engineer will also be a registered site assessor and he can go. So basically involves digging a large hole on your site up to kind of 2 meters deep, and they fill that hole with water and they time how long it takes the water to dissipate. They'll also do some smaller little holes well near the surface, and that gives you kind of a level of soakage at your surface level. And from there then they'll work out what size percolation area you need, if it's a septic tank or a treatment plant. And what they give you back then is a site characterization report, and that goes in with your planning application into the county council.
Okay, and that's all done according to all these guidelines.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of rules and regulations around this.
So there's the Environment Protection Agency have a code of practice. They released a new one last year, so it's called the COP 2021. And then all the treatment plants and all that have to be certified to an EN standard, which is 12566-3. And then there's an Irish annex to that, which is SR66.
Right, okay. Yeah. So all of that, Because, you know, so you get this test done. How much does the test cost?
Tests can vary, but you're looking, depending on the person, but you're looking somewhere from 400 to 800 euros. There may or may not be machine hire included in that. It depends on the company. Some companies do turnkey, so they'll come in with their own machinery, do their test, and then, say, your architect, for example, he might ask you to have the bones prepared, and then he'd come out and do the test.
Okay.
What's required as well is you'll need roughly around 6 to 800 litres of water on site, so that they can fill the holes with water. West of Ireland is usually raining, but you still need the water there for the test.
Right, okay, so you could get a big water
IBC, I have left on site.
Okay, very good. And so then, that goes into your planning application,
exactly.
Right? And then does the site assessor specify what kind of system to go for at this stage?
He can specify if it's a septic tank or treatment plant.
Okay.
Some will specify a brand, but you're not obligated under law to put in that brand because it's equal or approved.
Okay.
You know, it's
so they say this is the standard you need to get.
Yeah.
And this is a suggested brand, but you could get another
exactly.
one.
Exactly. But either way, the system has to comply with all the regulations.
That's the main thing.
And in the Republic, when the new legislation came out in 2017, everybody had to recertify their systems. And you can actually go online, if you Google PIA Irish certificates, you'll get a full list of all the 54 systems in Ireland that are certified.
So there are 54 systems that are certified.
There's options.
And you have to check that you're getting something that's certified.
Exactly. But to sign off, you know, to jump forward a load of stages, when you're doing your final drawdown of mortgage and your engineer signing off and everything, he will need to see that that's a certified system. And if it's not a certified system, he won't sign off on it, and then your mortgage won't pay out the last drawdown, and it gets messy.
It gets very messy,
And it has happened. It has happened. We have seen cases where it's happened.
Right. And are these systems equivalent? Let's say they say, well, the report says I'll specify a graph.
Yeah.
Is there an equivalent? Like, is there always an equivalent? There's 54.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's always options. The important things to watch is this: the characterization form will dictate the size. So, and the size is always done in population equivalent. So PE. So it'd be 6 PE, 6 person, or an 8 PE, or whatever. And that's based off your bedrooms in your house. So your system has to be the same size. You know, it has to be able to cope with the supply that's coming out of your house. Yeah, there's options on the manufacturers. There's options on the materials, concrete, plastic, fiberglass. You know, each site will dictate a little bit what's needed.
Okay. And in terms of costs and of the different systems, is there like a scale of...
There's a scale. So a basic septic tank system with a percolation area probably costs you less than 2,000 euros. So that'd be your tank and all your pipe work and everything.
The test would be like you would have passed the test with flying colors.
Your site has good soil and it's able to deal with the wastewater.
Okay.
And then from there you get into the treatment plants. And even in treatment plants, they'll vary from somewhere around 2,500 to 4,000, depending on the brand, the manufacturer. And then your real cost to know is your percolation area afterwards, because there's a huge variance between a gravity discharge with 4-inch weapon pipes, or it could be a sand filter, it could be a tertiary filter with coconut or with sand. You know, there's loads of options there, and your site will dictate what that is.
Right, okay. And cost-wise, what's the scale on the percolation areas?
You could vary from your treatment plants to 2.5. Percolation areas could vary probably from 1,500 euros to 5 or 6,000.
Right, okay. So it can be a chunk of change. And obviously the higher end would be if your soil's not great. You're kind of almost failing your percolation test.
You are pretty much failing it, yeah. You're into getting raised beds, percolation areas above ground level, and potentially into building a sand filter on site. And you know, just gets into expense.
Yeah, and the new code of practice introduced some new options in terms of
tertiary filters. It did, yes.
Low pressure pipe and all these
and
things.
Drip feed system. So there's a lot of options out there.
There's a lot of options. But that's for the site that nearly failed.
It is, And as people come to us on the show, my advice always to them is, look, if you don't have your site characterization form yet, just wait. Wait till you get that, because you can scare. They live crap on yourself. You know, by going around going, you know, a system could be, it varies from, you know, some 2 grand to 10 grand. It's a huge cost difference.
Yeah, yeah.
So my advice to people is always wait till you get that site characterization form and go from there.
Yeah.
You know, there's no visual. You can look at one of the nicest fields in the country and think, the drainage there is going to be good, and it might be pure rock underneath, and you know, you have to have a raised bed and things like that. So just wait till you get the trial holes done and go from there.
Yeah, I've heard of people like building on a site, perfect site, and then across the road they had loads of trouble with their circulation.
Yeah.
So does that mean that your neighbour has good site, that yours is the same, or vice versa?
We have two tanks near us, kind of in the village I'm from, literally right across the road from each other, and they're both completely different systems, and they're no more than 25 metres away from each other.
So as you said, so then they can specify a graph system or whatever, as long as you have all your technical specs, you can shop around.
Exactly.
Basically, there is the option. You're not stuck with that.
Now, what I will say is, sometimes it can depend a little bit on the site assessor. If he's doing the full sign-off, he's doing the percolation tests, doing the characterization report, he's doing final sign-off after install, he might like to see what he specified put in. But again, that's just, you know, communicate with him, have the conversation.
From the get-go.
Exactly.
Yeah, and make sure you can't.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know, everyone has preferences. You know, people have preferences, and they start to trust systems, so they'll go with, you know, they try and keep with those where they can.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's like architects wanting you to use a certain brand of windows or whatever. They're comfortable with that brand and relationship.
Just need to engage with them and
let them know. Are there still county council engineers that do these the site assessments? Is that
No, not really as such, but there would be a list. There's a couple of different websites, but if you just search Site Assessors Ireland, you can find the councils will have a list of all the certified sites.
Each county council has a list of approved assessors. Yeah,
and the only thing the site assessors I'd say is just make sure they have all their insurances, their BI insurance and things in place, because they are responsible for the design. So just to make sure that they are certified, insured and all that.
Okay, yeah, very good. And in terms of maintenance, things like that, so once you get your system in,
there's a requirement with your planning permission that you take out a maintenance contract, and the minimum usually for those is 5 years. They're not very expensive, all the manufacturers will offer them. You can sign up, some of them do it by direct debit, standing order, you know, it might be €200 a year, and once a year the manufacturer will go back, service the tank. They'll also give you any guidelines on getting the tank desludged, which means removing all the waste that didn't break down from the bottom of the tank and getting that disposed of. So they'll give you advice on when that needs to be done. So yeah, we'd recommend it always.
Okay, and what's the desludging? Is that expensive?
It'll vary company to company, but an average price is probably €180.
Right.
It's just important that you get, again, a registered company that can dispose of it properly. You know, back in the day it would mean get the local farmer and he'd spread it. That's gone now with all the EU directives. So you just need to make sure you're disposing of it appropriately.
Right.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, yeah. Anything else about wastewater systems that people need to know? Common pitfalls?
Yeah, it's the do's and don'ts. You know, we see it a lot. People just kind of, especially if they're on mains all their life, mains drainage, they get used to flushing everything. You know, there's no problem. When you have a treatment tank or septic tank, you have to be very careful of the things you can flush. So baby wipes, huge problem. You know,
that's bleaches. A problem for sewage.
That's
as
a problem worldwide.
They
just don't break down and they clump together, and you know, they'll block pumps, they'll block systems. Chemicals in bleach, you know, things like that, you need to be careful with. Milk is actually one that surprises people. Milk can kill the bacteria in the tank as well. Quite quickly. And then food waste.
But what do you do with your milk then? Compost or?
Yeah, but small Small everything in moderation is fine. Yeah. You know,
milk. But if the carton of milk goes sour, you can't just pour it down the drain.
No, you shouldn't. No, because it interferes with. So the way to think of treatment plants is they're like a living thing. So there's bacteria in them, and they're breaking down the waste, and you don't want that that goes in there then to upset it. It's similar enough to your own body. You know, you don't drink bleach for obvious reasons. And the same thing, you don't put bleach into a tank because it'll kill the bacteria.
Yeah. And I heard beer as well.
Beer a little bit, yeah. So that's kind of an organic bacteria matter, so your milks, your beers, things like that. Bleach, wipes, milk. There's a big list, and we have a list, and every manufacturer has a list of do's and don'ts.
Right.
It's nearly 2A4 pages. The majority of it is just
put it next to the toilet every time.
Bathroom. And one common enough mistake at the moment is with the system, it's under sink macerators.
Okay.
Are kind of a no-no because they're putting unprocessed food into the system, you know, raw
meat. This is like the blade that
puts things up.
That cuts things up for you.
You know, people use that for vegetable peelings, you know, chicken bones, uncooked meat, the scraps and all that. Mm-hmm. But all that stuff isn't processed by your body. So it's not technically waste. It's organic material.
Oh, yeah.
That goes in and the system will not break it down.
But nowadays, everyone has to have a compost bin in the Republic
They do.
So that can all go in compost.
Exactly.
It's probably better.
It is better.
To try to get something out of this show.
I blame America for that. You know, it's
you those see TV shows.
You see everything.
I didn't even know it was a thing here. I don't know anyone who has one. It's starting to.
It's starting to appear. Yeah.
Along with the hot water taps. And
gadgets. More things to break.
So anything else?
No, the only other thing then I'd say on when you're choosing your wastewater treatment plant is power consumption. You know, it's right at the minute. So on that PIA website that I said earlier, you can go in and you can look at every individual cert, and every cert has the power consumption printed on it. So, and just go in and use that to make your decision, because some systems can have twice the power consumption of others, and some are even three times.
Okay.
So just keep an eye on that, especially at the moment, you know, prices are so high. It's just something to go in and keep an eye on.
And so is it a question of gravity-fed stuff versus pumps stuff?
And some systems use pumps to move the material inside the tanks, and others are gravity-moved process system with gravity. So it's just to have something to have people in their mind to make their decision, that they look at that as well as the overall cost.
Mm-hmm.
Because $1,000 saved now could cost you thousands over the lifetime of your house.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the thing. You're putting this in for 25, 30, 40 years.
So
the costs are, electrical costs are important.
For sure. And environmentally, are there like more eco-friendly, you mentioned coconuts and things like that, like are there more eco-friendly options?
There is options, and I suppose all the systems are certified to the same level, but they'd all have, you know, better or worse performances in that parameters that they have. So kind of you go from there, your most environmentally way of doing it is to create a gravity discharge to the ground to let it percolate back through it.
Yeah.
Then your coconut filters and sand filters, they're just replacing the soil that's not there to be able to soak away. So there's no real huge environmental advantage.
Now,
of course, it's reusing a waste byproduct, you know, or there's peat options as well. You know, there is options.
Yeah.
Of course, what they're reducing your chemical supply, I don't know. You know, I wouldn't think it'd be huge.
And then in terms of the tanks themselves, you have concrete.
Concrete, yep.
Yeah. You have like
you have plastic.
Plastic. And
you have GRP, which is glass reinforced plastic or fiberglass.
Yeah.
They'd be your main three.
Okay.
Main three options.
And pros and cons of each, then?
They're all certified to the same level. So they all do the same water tightness test, structural tests. So every tank in that list is all certified to the same standards. Then you're getting into preference.
Okay.
A lot of the time it's preference. You know, there's no system in Ireland that we're lucky. There's no system in Ireland that any of us or any of the manufacturers here can say that's not a good system. And they're all certified to the same level. A lot of it is preference. Preference. It's access. You know, concrete require a certain access road where you can get the truck in right beside the hole and put it down, where the plastic doesn't need that, it can carry it by the track machine. Then there's, you know, issues with groundwater, drip length, flotation, pressure, there's depths, the depths of your tank might be. There's loads of kind of considerations, but there's no real advantage to go one way or the other.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I'd always say, oh, buy plastic, but, you know, it's a recycling material, it's environmentally friendly, but, you know, I could never say that there's any issue with any of the systems in Ireland that are satellite.
Yeah. So does it go straight in the ground? Is there like earth around it? Or is there a casing built around it?
It depends on the system. So some of maybe the GRP ones might require a concrete backfill, where a plastic one might only have gravel backfill. And concrete ones, probably a little bit of gravel, and then your normal backfill, your normal soil to dug out.
Okay.
So, again, it depends on your site. It's very site specific. Depends on your water table. And what the ground conditions are.
And how would you get the quotes in from all the different manufacturers? Is there a site visit?
So you can do a site visit. You can also send your site characterization form to all the manufacturers. So when you have that, you can send it to the manufacturers, because all the information we need is on that.
Okay.
You know, so even if for example, you were saying, I'm building a house in Cork, this is my planning reference number. We would then go back and look at your planning reference, look at your site characterization form, and then design your system from there.
Yeah, okay. But then you wouldn't know what the site's like, so would you?
You wouldn't necessarily know, but because of the test, because of the trial hunts, it gives you a good indication of what the soil is.
Yeah.
You know, is it rock? Is there a water table? So we'd have a lot of information before we go to site to do that visit.
So would you supply, like you're obviously supplying the tank, but would you actually do the groundwork as well,
tank and some companies will, but normally we will engage with your contractor to do your footpaths and your driveways. And
do it all at the one time. Once there's holes being dug, you might as well get the machinery.
So you're going to have somebody in to do your pipe work from the house out for your footpaths or your driveway, and that's the time thing to think of in your tank.
Yeah.
You know, and then we'll engage with them on site, and we'll make sure we give them drawings, all the kind of stuff, make sure they're happy and what's going ahead.
So then the base, for example, you'd get when they're pouring some concrete?
Yeah, it depends on the system and depends on the site, but majority of them will just be a gravel base, level gravel base. Place your tank down on top of it, and then backfill around to do all your connections in there.
Okay, and then you wouldn't put in the gravel if you
contractor again. Yeah. And at that stage, the tank will just go in the ground, and the percolation area will probably be done. And then usually at that stage, there isn't electricity in the house or power, so the manufacturer will come back then again, or we come back again and commission the system.
Okay.
Sign off on the commission, give you a commission insert that you need with your planet, you know, to submit. And then sign up and make this contract to go from there.
So all the pipe work that goes back into the house, would that be you or the plumber?
No, the contractor.
Yeah.
So they'd start at the house, start laying the pipes around the footpaths and your gullies and your edges, and start bringing it towards the tank, and then the whole thing is kind of done at once.
Okay, very good, yeah. And then you commission, sign off.
Absolutely, sure. Yeah, exactly, all the good stuff. A bit of paper that's needed. Yeah.
So anything else that we need to make self-employers aware of?
No, I think that's kind of it. What I'd say to people is, it's an unknown area for a lot of people, but they can come to the likes of myself or any of the other exhibitors that are here. It's our specialist market, so we know all the bits. There's probably nothing we haven't seen at this stage, you know, so don't be frightened.
Do you have any horror stories?
not that are good enough for the podcast. It's a different one. There's a famous one with a system. I will give you one. There's a famous one with a system where the system kept locking up. And it's nearly an old wife's tale, this stage.
Yeah.
It turned out that it was potato peelings that were flushing. And the lady had married, she was from a city, had married into the country, moved out of the country, and that's what she'd seen all of her life.
Right.
Yeah, that they'd flush the potato peelings to get rid of
them.
They
would flush them?
Yeah.
What a bizarre.
Yeah, I know, very strange. But that the whole pipes were full.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine, so that's probably on the don't list.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It is. The main horror story is wipes. It's always wipes. It'll always be wipes.
Even there's some that are sold that say they're biodegradable.
It's not the fact that they do or they don't biodegrade that's the big problem. It's that when they're in a tank full of wastewater, they're lighter, they move, and they will just clog every pump and every pipe. And everything, and then your system starts backing up, and it'll break pumps. That's the real problem.
Right, and then you have to replace them,
if they had enough time, you know, even the biodegradable ones, eventually they'd biodegrade. But these are active systems that are emptying out every day, maybe 2, 3, 4 times a day. So wipes into that system creates a problem.
So no, regardless of the type of wipe.
Regardless, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, great stuff. Thanks so much, Colin.
Thanks very much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Thanks a minute.
Join us next time for more tips and advice from experts and self-builders alike.
And if you haven't already, subscribe to Self-Build Plus. It'll give you full access to the selfbuild.ie website, including the Self-Build Plus Journey, which is your step-by-step guide to self-building and home improving. Your membership also gives you first access to all videos and podcasts, as well as access to our members-only Facebook group, which features regular Facebook Live events.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.